Chuck and Kelly, time for a couple of minutes with our financial analyst, Steve Boucher. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Chuck.
Hey, so CVS is getting in the drug delivery business. I got to believe they're somewhat shaking in their boots with Amazon.
I would think so, and it's funny because this morning Amazon announced that they're getting out of the food delivery business with their Amazon Fresh in most areas around the country.
Yeah.
You know, these companies are trying to keep up with Amazon. Amazon is just taking over the world when you think about it, and I don't say that lightly. They're getting into so many different businesses, and there's so many service businesses to come, like real estate and other type businesses. So Amazon is having companies like CVS, as you say, shaking their boots. It'll be interesting to see if this plays out. You know, yesterday I got two different phone calls. I went to Rite Aid in the morning, and then I got another text that another prescription was in the afternoon. If I had them delivered to me today, I wouldn't have to go twice.
Well, let me ask you a question. Mail order drugs are nothing new. What's different with this?
A lot of people haven't bought into mail order drugs. They still go to that local corner pharmacy, and that's where CVS is going to try to one-up it. But I'm not so sure it's a good business model. They're just really doing everything they can to not let Amazon take over their businesses.
Yep, and the fact that we want what we want when we want it with a minimum of hassle, no doubt about it. Hey, so it looks like Colony's forging ahead on this big dome, $11 million sports dome on Waterville Eats Shaker Road near Memory Gardens. And it was like a 20-year payment in lieu of taxes deal. Is that, do you think for that kind of a project that's money, public money well spent?
Pilot programs, I think, are something that need to be more closely looked at. I know in Troy we give away the farm, and Troy is an area where a lot of developers want to come and spend money, but we're just giving them so many tax breaks. And the problem with a lot of these pilot programs is this is a 20-year program. I think they're giving them almost $12 million of tax breaks. 20 years from now, somebody else is going to buy it, and they're going to ask for another 20-year pilot program in order to make it work. And that's it's like a vicious cycle. Some pilot programs work, but not all, I think, are justified.
And one other thing I saw, there was a report out last week, U.S. savings rate crashes to 10-year lows. People are spending. I know spending is good for the economy, but what do you make of that being a financial advisor?
You and I have been doing this for 22 years on air, and 10 years ago I remember saying the best thing that came out of the Great Recession was people were shaking in their boots. They were losing so much money. Nobody had any money saved, and all of a sudden people in the United States started saving money. Well, now, like human nature, we kind of revert back to our old ways. They're getting comfortable. They're making money in the stock market, and they're starting to spend everything they're earning. That's not good. The American people need to save, especially if they want to retire, because they only get one opportunity to retire. And if they haven't saved money in order to get to retirement, then they're going to have to work a whole lot longer.
I know it a lot matters on income and age and stuff. Do you have like a set amount you would say that the average person slash couple should save, like 10% or 12? Or
I do, and I hope everybody's sitting down. Don't have any hot liquids to your mouth. If you're not saving 12 to 15% of your salary, you're not saving enough unless you've done some good retirement planning. So that seems like a lot of money, but as I tell people on Saturdays, Chuck, make believe you lose your job today. Devastating. We've seen a lot of people lose their job. Make believe you get the same job back tomorrow, 15% less pay. You will jump at it because you know how difficult it is to get a good job. The only difference is you went into your HR department today and said, hey, I want to put 15% of my pay into my 401k plan, and you force yourself to save.
Great advice. Steve Boucher, you hear him Saturdays, noontime on WGY, 720-3333, offices in historic downtown Troy, Saratoga Springs, online, boucher.com. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Chuck. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.